So, warm hello to everyone and welcome. And one of the simplest ways of talking about the path of Buddhism, Buddhist practice, meditation, Buddhist meditation, the direction that Buddhism is going, is to avoid causing harm. Everything about Buddhism is somehow encapsulated in this intention. And it's a little bit unsatisfying, and that would be nice to have some grand positive statement. But it's phenomenal to live a life that doesn't cause harm. And in meditation, that is not, means primarily, or not causing, either not causing harm to oneself, or not having any thoughts that could be considered harmful for others. If they knew what you were thinking, they would feel hurt. And then in meditation, part of the advantage of it that allows us to see is that when we have thoughts that are hurtful, harmful for others, if they knew what we were thinking, or if we enacted them, the very having those thoughts, chances are that they're also harming ourselves. And when we harm ourselves, we set up the conditions, the stresses, the tensions within us, where it's easier than to harm others. So it's quite a profound thing. It's kind of like the, and if you don't think it's enough for you, then think of it as the entry door to what is greater or more profound. It's the foundation, not causing harm. So here we are, and maybe this can be in the back of your mind, the front of your mind, this beautiful thing, the wonderful, marvelous thing, that maybe to sit here and be attentive enough to track your thoughts, track what you're doing, to see if you can meditate for these minutes, putting aside any, letting go of any ways in which you are causing harm, even the subtlest kind of harm with thoughts, as you meditate. There could be subtle aversion towards hostility towards your thoughts or your feelings, or even a kind of certain kinds of impatience, certain kind of tensing up around something, certain kind of tensing up around thoughts even, or a compulsion or pressure to think. There's a kind of subtle kind of harming going on in attachment to what we're thinking about. So you don't have to be ahead of yourself, but as you become sensitive to ways in which you're adding stress, suffering, pain, harm to yourself in meditation, see if you can let go of it. Stop doing that. And if you can't do that, which sometimes is difficult to let go of it, can you then hold that and hold yourself in compassion? Hold it with care and kindness, with a deep appreciation of how difficult it is to human life, and in that sense of appreciation of the difficulty, that to hold yourself kindly, breathe with it. So to take a comfortable meditation posture, and in your comfortable posture to adjust yourself so that your body can feel a little bit more alert. Maybe a little lengthening of the spine. maybe there's a way of opening the chest a bit. Maybe your hands can be in a position that supports confidence. Being present here confidently. Gently closing your eyes. And then taking a few gentle but deeper breaths. 3/4 full. And as you exhale, release tensions and holdings, tightening in your body that might be easy to relax. And letting your breathing return to normal. Part of the value of relaxing the muscles, the body, as you begin meditating is to support a condition where you're sensitive to the subtle ways in which we think and feel and want, which cause subtle harm to ourselves. Subtle, even subtle stress while we meditate. And as you exhale, perhaps relaxing the muscles of the face. Muscles that maybe get overused in the course of everyday life. They have a chance to soften and relax. No need to try so much. Softening, relaxing the shoulders. And maybe even the area of your shoulder blades can soften a bit. Relaxing, softening in the chest. And softening in the belly. And then to awaken an awareness of breathing. As if you can awaken within the body, within your breathing. Without force. Without expectation that leads to disappointment. Without even the need to succeed, which can also lead to disappointment. But rather than a need to succeed, perhaps a a dedication to engage, to be present to the best that you can, whatever that might be. So you're generous to yourself and your capacity to be present. When the mind wanders off, not to do the subtlest harm to oneself towards being discouraged or upset or disappointed or critical. Instead of all any of those things, just begin again. Simple, open, relaxed, begin again and again and again. Perhaps even enjoying or loving the exploration of what it means, what it is like to be aware of breathing. Entering into the world of the body, breathing. The sensations in the nose or in the chest or in the belly as you breathe. Letting that be the center of your universe. Just here with breathing. being sensitive to the slightest ways in which there is harm being made or stress being added, tension being created, and even the most subtle and slightest you might feel, see if you can let go of it to relax it. See if you can trust that way of being that needs no stress. Imagine, just imagine what your inner landscape would be like if there was no harm ever. Coming out of it. No tendency, no movement of harm, of stress, criticalness. No unwholesome, harmful thoughts about others. Imagine what it would be like in your own mind and heart. Imagine perhaps the simplicity or the clarity, the peacefulness. If we can rest in a place within that doesn't cause harm, resting confidently that this is a good place. And then coming to the end of this sitting, turning your attention out into the world, and may each of us offer non-harming to the world around us. Whatever ways in which this meditation has supported us to not get pulled into tendencies of harm-making, may that be expressed in a wish. May all beings be happy. May all beings be safe. May all beings be peaceful. May all beings be free. And may how we live our lives contribute to that possibility for others. May we live for the welfare and happiness of this world.